You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Now we can make that difference. A lot of great
around. This is the Gaffer and Hooligan Podcast. Discussions, debates, and opinions on Major League Soccer and the CONCACAF region from a Canadian perspective. Hosted by Kamal Hilton.
Hello, everyone. The Gaffer and Hooligan is back with its final edition of our World Cup mini shows, available on Red Nation Online, War Room Sports Podcast Network, and now FATSRadio.com. That's PHATZRadio.com. I'm your host, Kamal Hilton. And we have a World Cup final, as Germany and Argentina have outlasted the other 30 teams in this tournament and will battle it out on Sunday at 3 p.m. East Coast time. I don't know what that is West Coast time. You guys can figure that out for yourself. But to sum up what we're going to go over in this episode, we're going to start off by talking a little bit about what happened in the semifinal games. We're going to dig into key matchups in this particular game, who matches up where to watch for individual battles. And I'm going to try and nail down my pick in this final game. It might take myself some convincing of myself, but we'll try and give that a go. But let's not waste any more time. Let's get right into this. And I think we have to start off with Germany's utter destruction of Brazil. And if we're going to put it bluntly, Brazil got their asses kicked and the shit kicked out of them by the Germans for 90 minutes. And really, this was no contest after, like, what, the first 15? I don't know. I saw the first goal, went to the kitchen and got a drink, came back. It was 2-0 and then 3-0 and then 4-0 and then started to get really embarrassing. I mean, I don't know what is more embarrassing for Brazilians. Is it losing 7-1, or is it your own fans in your own stadium, full of your own fans, doing that whole ole 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 treatment every time the Germans make a pass to one another? I don't know. I mean, you might get the ultimate embarrassment if Argentina ends up winning this World Cup on your own soil. That's, I don't know. I don't know if I could handle that if I was them. I don't know how they're feeling. One thing I can't get down with is them burning their own flag. And I guess we can get into that really quickly. Now, there were some pictures making the rounds during the game of riots and whatnot. Some say those weren't real photos or whatever. But there was one photo that I saw in particular that had to be real. And that was a whole bunch of Brazilian fans lighting their flag on fire because they're losing 7-1. Now, don't give me this, oh, freedom of expression and it's a passion for the game garbage. That's a bunch of BS. That's a bunch of bullshit. That's wrong. You should never burn a flag. I don't care if you're losing a game by 7-1 and that's your national sport or whatever. That's just wrong and that's disgusting. But we'll put that to one side. Let's get back to the game. And really, I don't have anything much to say about the Germans' performance. I mean, they got their work done within the first 15 minutes. I think if we could have just called time on that and just everybody go home after 15 minutes, that would have been great for them. I mean, it was no contest, so there's not really much to talk about. But if we transition to the other game, Argentina versus Netherlands, Argentina won on penalties. Admittedly, I didn't see the extra time or penalties. I was hoping this game would go to regulation and just stay within the 90 minutes because I had somewhere to go. But Argentina did get it done in the end. I mean, oddly enough, for a team like the Netherlands, they played six at the back at times to try and stop Lionel Messi. And you would never have thought a team like the Netherlands would do something like that. They're all about passing and movement and trying to get everybody forward, but they were so cognizant in trying to stop who is the best player in the world now, I guess we can say, that they played six at the back, which I found really interesting. At times, not for the whole game, but they did at times. But examining Argentina overall, I'm still not impressed with them, really. I mean, it was a struggle for them to get here, I think, if we're to put it bluntly. I mean, their defense is very, very questionable, and I think they will struggle with this German side that is super, super deep. That is where I'm struggling with making my pick, but we'll get to that later. Let's dive right into key matchups to watch during this World Cup final. And for me, one of the main ones to watch is the duo of Lionel Messi and Gonzalo Higuain up against Germany's keeper Manuel Neuer. I mean, Manuel Neuer stopped everything against Brazil, except for the one goal at the end, which I would be upset if I was him. I'm on a clean sheet. We're up 7-0 and we give up a goal. I'd be a little bit irritated. But that performance right there proves that he is one of the top keepers in this game. If he wasn't already, I think he was already. But Messi and Higuain will have problems there trying to get the ball by him. But also, this is Lionel Messi, the best player in the world. He can affect the game in so many ways. They're going to have to deal with whatever he brings in terms of agility and speed and ball control. They might commit one or two guys to him exclusively, the Germans. I'm not sure. I don't see them playing six at the back at all, but they'll commit some guys to Lionel Messi, which will open space for others. And you have to watch out for Gonzalo Higuain. I mean, he's struggled at times during this tournament, but he is a clinical finisher. And if you give him too many chances, he will impact this game. But on the other side, I think you have to watch out for Toni Kroos. Quietly, probably the best player in this tournament. One of the best players on Germany, for certain. He hasn't impacted the game in terms of scoring goals, but he's kept the play flowing. He's kept the ball moving. And him and Mesut Ozil, it's going to be a struggle for the Argentine midfield, whether they play Biglia or Mascherano or whoever they have in there. It's going to be hard to track both of those guys. Both of those guys are key. And also, you have Thomas Müller you have to deal with, who I don't know what to really call him because he's not a midfielder. He's not quite a forward. He's not quite a winger. I don't know what to call him. He's some hybrid freak of nature that can score goals, set up goals, and dictate play. So I think that guy will be key to this whole thing too. But the main matchup I think we have to watch is in the technical area. You have Joachim Löw versus Alejandro Sabella and the tactics that both teams play. Argentina will have to worry about the German attack, but Löw is going to have to worry about Messi. And if Aguero starts, Aguero and also Higuain. So all that makes it a really fantastic game. I'm actually happy these two teams are meeting. I would have begged for a Brazil-Argentina final because I think that would have been nuts. And I think everybody wanted that final. But Germany ruined it and ruined it in fantastic fashion with that 7-1 win. But let's transition into who I'm going to pick for this one. Who am I going to go with? I think I'm going to go with Germany here. I mean, it's very, very difficult to put that 7-1 win to one side and just focus on Germany, Argentina, and what's going to happen there. I mean, I had Argentina from the very beginning, so it feels like cheating to go the other way once we reach the World Cup final. But I don't think anybody's been impressed with this Argentine team. We didn't expect them to play this way at all. And they kind of, I don't want to say lucked their way to a World Cup final, because that's kind of disrespectful to say they lucked their way to a final. But they just didn't look like the impressive team that we all thought they were going to be. And this German team just beat the holy hell out of a South American team. That would give me nightmares if I was Argentine. They just beat a fellow South American team. Pummeled them. Forget beat them. Pummeled them in their own home country. What's Germany supposed to be scared of in this game? Plus, they have three Arsenal players in Mesut Ozil, Lukas Podolski, and Per Mertesacker. So I think I have to go with Germany here. And for those that don't know by now, I am an Arsenal fan. So that's why I want to see those three guys bring a trophy back. And then I can say my team has three World Cup winners on it. So there you go. But I think we can leave that there for now. But let me know your thoughts on this World Cup final. Who you think's going to win? What are the key matchups? All that good stuff. You can tweet me directly at Kamal Hilton. Leave a comment underneath this post on the RNO site. Hop onto the Gaffer and Hooligan Facebook page. You can find this podcast in syndication on the War Room Sports Podcast Network and now on fatsradio.com. Also, before you go, be sure to check out our other brands within the RNO family of podcasts. Eastside Stand Up with Ian Clark has you covered all things TFC. Stephen Botcher provides the RNO interview series with key figures within the game. The boys at From the Black Hole, Rob, Jeff, and Lars, bring their unique style of coverage to Canadian soccer. And the Hours is the Fury podcast keeps you up to date with everything Ottawa Fury and NASL. But this is the final World Cup show. We'll get back to normal things after this show with MLS, CONCACAF, Canadian soccer, maybe some League One Ontario stuff. We'll get to all of that stuff and more in our next shows and beyond. But until next time, guys, cheers.